So, how would you rate the leadership of Superintendent Art Rainwater so far, and would you support a yearly job performance evaluation based on goals that are set by the board? Embodied in this question is, what do you believe are the proper roles of the school board relative to school administration? So, again, we'll try to limit the questions to about 2 minutes or so. And I don't know, John, who do you want to go to on this?
Just to be totally arbitrary, let's start with Arlene, I guess. Arlene Silvera in seat one. Well, not that she's arbitrary.
Thanks, John.
All right.
I think performance appraisals and reviews are necessary in any kind of situation, any kind of organization. I think it's very important that we set goals for the superintendent that tie in with the goals of the district. I think the goals, you've probably heard the term SMART goals. I think they have to be measurable, and I think they have to be realistic and attainable. But I think they have to tie in to the agreed-upon vision of the district, and that is something that leads to the next part of the question, is in what is the role of the board. I think it's the role of the board to determine the vision of the district, to work with the community in getting feedback and input, coming back with the determining the vision, determining the overall standards, and then it's the administration who actually makes it work. They do the tactical day-to-day part of saying, okay, this is what we need to attain, this is what we want to be, this is how we are going to do it. I think I read an article that made it very simple when they said the school board does the what of the district, what you want the district to look like with working with the community, and the administration does the how are we going to get there. And then it comes back to the board again, because I think the board has to assure that the administration is doing the job, that programs are working or not working, and if not, we have to change them. So I think they have to ask for regular evaluations of programs, regular evaluations of teaching methods, to ensure that we're keeping pace with the best methods out there and our programs are successful. Thank you.
Okay, again, that was Arlene Silvera in seat one, and now we're here from Myra Cole, also running in seat one.
Myra Cole.
I'm sorry, did I misspoke? Sorry.
That's okay. Do I think the superintendent should be reviewed? Of course. I wish that the current board would have put that on the agenda a lot sooner than letting him go a few years. I think that with the rapid growth of this district and the achievement gap and the competition that we have outside of the district with suburban school districts, that it's imperative that as board members we keep on top of this. So sometimes I get criticized for this, but because we're on radio, I can say it, that we need to hold the district accountable, and they have to be transparent, and we have to set goals. So how do we do that? Well, I apologize to anyone that doesn't have access to the Internet. One thing I've done in my school board campaign is make sure that I show you what my vision is, my exact vision is, on my website, which is www.votemaya.com. And you'll see a definite difference between the style of my opponent and myself, which is that I want to be a person of ideas. I put them out there. I research, and I want to engage the public. I think it's very important to do that. So that's my vision, which is that we need to get to a point in this district where we have both the superintendent accountable but also the board. And one way to hold a board accountable is hold elections and then decide. And one thing that I would like to see differently on the board in regards to this is having committees that actually meet and having committees that are actually of great importance, committees like performance and achievement, math and science, fine arts, racial equity. We don't have those right now.
Okay. Again, thank you. That was Myra Cole. Did I get it right this time?
Yes, you did.
I must have just slurred it last time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I slurred my words. And this is she is a candidate for seat one along with Arlene Silvera. Myra, you had a chance to get your website out there. Arlene, let's give you equal time for that. What is the website address for your campaign?
Thanks, John. www.arleneforschoolboard.com.
Okay. And let's go to seat two then. Juan Jose Lopez, and why don't we start with your website address?
It's www.lopez2006.com.
And actually, just to keep the flow going, in case anyone's taking note, Lucy Matag, what's your website address?
www.votematiak.com, votemathiak.com.
Again, we'll get all of these things up on, all of these addresses up on the website for the mic, which is the mic, themic921.com. And one. And yeah, and of course, everyone is.
Can I give you my
your address?
Can we grade you on spelling?
Yeah, there you go. Juan Jose Lopez, your comments on this question.
One of the most important jobs or tasks of a school board is to evaluate the person that you hire and that you discipline and that you monitor and evaluate, which is the superintendent. Very, very important job. Let me tell you the politics because, again, everybody, it's perception and reality. People have been criticizing the board for not having evaluated. We finally did evaluate him this last year, and we put goals together. But remember that a person just like the university president or MATC president, you have to develop a contract with that individual, and that has to be agreed upon by both the board and the superintendent. We did that. Number two, the leadership of Mrs. Carstensen, who's the current president of the board, because of so many differences, everybody said, well, I don't want to evaluate him. I don't want to do it this way. I don't want to do it that way. With the indifference going on, we finally went ahead and evaluated him. We evaluated him based on the goals that we have as a Board of Education, reading by the third grade, algebra by the 10th grade, attendance, and also his community participation and involvement. So we looked at that very, very carefully. And, yes, we got input from a variety of different groups because a lot of us go with the superintendent or attend with the superintendent a variety of functions, meetings, and other important things that are important for his in executing his job. But let me tell you where it gets very cloudy is that when you don't like somebody or when you don't agree with him or her, then you're not evaluating them properly or evaluating that person properly. We need to separate that. Unfortunately, some board members can't separate that. And I understand because I sit on other boards where I have not liked an individual or I have disagreed, and therefore I want to evaluate him or her based on that. Well, I'm going to evaluate the superintendent based on results, based on results. And it has to be agreed upon by both him and the board.
And if you could wrap up, please.
And the last thing is that what happens is that board members, just like in any nonprofit board, we try to micromanage versus setting the policy. You set the policy and you evaluate the individual.
Okay, Lucy Mathiak, also from C2, please. That was Juan Jose Lopez speaking just a moment ago.
I think this is an area where the incumbent and I disagree in the sense that this is, if I'm not mistaken, the first time the board has evaluated the superintendent in about 5 years. And I think that is an issue because it speaks to whether you believe the board should have some level of oversight or have a hands-off approach. And I think there's something in between micromanaging and hands-off that could be found if the board chose to do so. I also understand, and I may be wrong, and I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong about this, but if I'm not mistaken, the superintendent's contract places a few constraints on what he can be evaluated on, and that includes the specific goals that are set. So within those parameters, what I would like to see is a process that really does exactly what Mr. Lopez says, looks at progress towards goals, but uses things like neutral outside assessors to give us a good read on where things stand. Because right now, the information and the data that we're getting is coming exclusively from the district, and in fact, in most educational settings, at least the ones that are very sincere about wanting to do assessments, there is some measure of outside neutral review so that the reviews are not being done by people with a vested interest in the outcomes. So I think we could do a lot better. And then finally, I really have to say that it is unfortunate that we're talking about whether somebody likes the superintendent or not. As far as I can tell, the majority of the board I'd have to say everybody on the board has some role. And I do believe that it is really unfair to take this one issue and place it as a personality clash issue. You've been openly critical of Ms. Robarts. I'm sure that's perhaps who you're talking about, or maybe Ms. Kubza. The fact is that they've participated in professional evaluations, and I trust them to be professionals on the board, as I hope everybody would be.
Okay, again, that was Lucy Mathiak from C2. What